Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735. I have a huge announcement, personal announcement that I'm going to make today on the show. Can y'all guess what I'm about? It's life-changing for me. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I wasn't expecting this. It just kind of happened. And so I want to tell y'all all about it, y'all family. Happy birthday, April. Happy birthday to you. Y'all family, so I'm going to tell y'all all about my life-changing experience in just a minute. Today on the show, I want to talk about a couple of things. Your president is talking about shutting down the government because literally he doesn't have a wall. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how much does it cost for gun violence? Have y'all ever thought about the cost of gun violence? Let's talk about the cost of gun violence. I also want to talk about the church. They have introduced a bill that will make churches pay 21% in taxes. All right. So I want to talk about those three things. And then I want to give you my big announcement. Y'all are crazy. Some of y'all, some of the stuff y'all posting. Nah, that ain't none of that. Y'all crazy. I got a big personal announcement. I want to tell the world about it. Was not expecting it. I'm going to wait. Let some more people get in the show. I'm telling you, though, it's going to be the greatest thing ever for me. Ever. I'm happy about it. I'm happy. I'm very happy. Very, very, very happy. I'm sounding like Elmer Fudd. Very, very happy about it. I'm very, very happy about it. So I'm going to tell y'all that in a little while. So let's start off the show like this. The cost of gun violence in America. I'm going to use my city, Chicago. Let me ask you this. How much money do you think the hospitals have made from gun violence in Chicago between 2009 and 2016? Somebody give me a number on what you think, how much money was made in that 7-year period of people getting shot just in Chicago. See, Junior, how you know my good news already? See, Junior know what I'm talking about. My good news is about that. Okay, somebody says $1.5 billion. Somebody says $2.2 million. Somebody said $100 million, $100 million, $2 billion, $1 billion. Easy $100 million. Greater than $1 billion, half a billion. 5 million. Guess how much the hospitals have made and charged from 2009 and 2016 just in Chicago alone. Now, when you put Atlanta, New York, LA, St. Louis, and other major metropolitan cities in this, this number goes to $1 trillion. Over $1 trillion. But just on in 7 years in Chicago alone, $447 million is what the hospitals have made off of gun violence in Chicago. $447 million. But wait, let me tell you why I'm talking about this, because I don't think y'all really understand what's going on with this gun violence. 90% of the people who come in Chicago's ER who are victims of gun violence come from the most impoverished and segregated neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. So what does that tell you? Who's paying this $447 million? You and me. Check this out. So, taxpayers paid the $447 million over the last 7 years in Chicago for the cost of gun violence. Now, when you couple in that with the settlements that the police department had to settle for shooting unarmed people, you are talking about over $1 billion that the city of Chicago and the taxpayers in Chicago have paid out due to gun violence, either in the streets of their community or by their police department. Stop and think about that for a second. $1 billion. Now, think about, let's have a logical-based thing right here, right? Logical-based thing. Think about who benefits from this gun violence. All these health insurers, all these pharmaceutical companies, all make money off of this violence. But wait, there's more. A genocide is happening in the black community through this violence. We keep thinking about slavery and think millions of slaves came to America. No, only 300,000 slaves came to America. 7 million were dropped off in Brazil. Only 300,000 came here, okay? And so, according to the census, we got 30 million of us, but our numbers are steadily dropping. Why? Because we're creating a genocide in our community. Who benefits from that genocide? The prisons, the courts, the police department, because all of them are making money off of it. The gun manufacturers, the bullet makers, everybody, the coroner, everybody's making money off of us dying. And we're dying off, and everybody's making money off of us. Now, let me show you something. Malcolm Jenkins did an interview with Lester Holt. I don't know if y'all saw this interview, but he went on there to talk about the social unrest and social injustice that's happening in black and brown communities or impoverished communities throughout the country, even white impoverished communities. He made a great logical point. He said, all these people is telling us this to go play football. He said, it's mighty funny where we can talk about breast cancer awareness for a whole month. We can talk about all these other things that deal with everybody and it's no problem at all. But when we want to talk about what's going on in our communities, then it's shut up and play football. Now, let me tell you why that's a great logical point that falls into what I'm talking about right now. Who benefits from us killing each other? And think about, why is anybody talking about this? Why is anybody trying to stop this? Do you think if this was going on in a rich area of the country or just a moderate financial area of the country, I don't care if it's a black one, a white one, a Hispanic one, do you think this would be going on in these communities? No. No. Wouldn't be going on. And so today, I got a solution for this, man. I got a solution. Got a solution for y'all today on all this nonsense. And it's a good solution. It's a viable solution. I got this big news I want to tell y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all after the break. Life-changing for me, and I'm so happy about it. I mean, it's God talked to me and told me it's okay. Do it. It's okay. Like, I've been freed of something. I mean, I can't even tell y'all how freeing it was to just let go and let God. And I'm not telling until we get 100 likes on YouTube. You got to like, you got to hit like. You hit like, then I tell. If we get over 100 likes, I tell it. Somebody said, that's a good idea. I got great news to tell y'all, man. Great news. Y'all going to be so happy for me. So happy for me, I hope. Oh, the book. I got the hard copy of the book. They mailed it to me. I got it this morning when I got back home in town. The book was sitting on the doorstep. I got the book, my first hard copy. I got the ebook. They sent me the link with the ebooks. Now I got to get it over to Amazon. I'm excited about the book, y'all. The book is ready to go. The book is ready to go. The Business of Love is ready to go. Now I'm going to work on the credit book this week and get it going so it'll be ready to go. So I can't wait to tell y'all this big news. Oh, we up against a commercial break here. So I'm going to wait to tell y'all the big news when we come out of commercial break. Also, when we come out of break, let's talk about the church. The church is about to have to pay 21% taxes. Man, I gotta go. I'm gonna be in the church real soon, y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all my news. I'm gonna be in the church, giving y'all a little hint right there. Give you a little hint. We come back, I'm gonna tell you what it is. 919-419-7730. Is that the number? I don't know. All right, you're listening to WB.
To buy your home, you...
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
He is post-racial. By all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right, 919-410-7735-7730. I got too much to remember, man. 410-7735. All right, let me tell y'all, man, I got some wonderful news I want to share with y'all. I didn't think this could happen, you know, to be honest. I'm happy about it. I'm scared, but I'm happy. But I'm not scared because I know this is what God wants me to do. I was praying. He revealed it. He opened it up to me. And once I let him open it up to me, all the stuff that I had been holding on to, the fear and everything else just washed away. It's like, man, unbelievable. You know, things I was worried about, people I was worried about, all just gone, gone, just gone away. And so I want to share this with y'all now. I'm looking at some of the responses. Let me address some of the responses before I tell y'all my news. All right. I don't know why y'all think getting married is a good news kind of thing. Who the hell think that's a good news? I told y'all marriage is a bad contract. Why do y'all think I would want to be sitting up here talking about, ooh, I'm so happy to get married? Man, come on, man. Y'all, logically, does that make sense? Logically, you should know. Look, man, come on, man. Come on, man. You, man, look. Then somebody, a baby. Look, I'm tired as hell already running around with the girl. You think I want a bunch of more running around? Man, look, what's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? I'm over here drinking three things of water, Gatorade, and everything else, trying to just stay awake right now. You think I want a little baby somewhere? Oh, man, look. Y'all on some old other stuff for real. You can't even say I got some life changing stuff going on. And they're, oh man, you getting married? Look, no, none of that. Not engaged. Not no babies. Not none of that. None of that. Lord have mercy, y'all. Lord have mercy. So this is what I'm saying. This life changing. So. As I was traveling this weekend, what I like to do as I travel is I either read or I meditate and talk to God while I'm on the plane or wherever I'm at, right? And so while I was meditating and talking to God, I was talking to him about what can I do, Father, to change this for poor people in this country? How do I change what's going on? How do I fix what's going on? Now, if you've listened to this show, let me tell you a story right quick, and then I'm going to tell you why I'm telling this story for a reason. It goes with what I'm about to announce, all right? When I was 7 years old, and I've told this story before if you've listened to me for a while. When I was 7 years old, I was in church, and I want to say she was a pastor, but she was somebody who could touch you and tell you what she saw for you in the future. When I was 7 years old, this lady was in the church and she was touching all these people. And she was telling them different things about their life and everything else. Now, as a 7-year-old, I had good logic. And because I had good logic, I was looking at this lady and looking at my mama like, how can she see what the future holds for somebody? She's not God. How is she able to do this? I think this is all a hoax. And so my mama said, well, let her touch you and tell me what she see. Now, I wasn't going to let the lady touch me. I'm just going to be real with you. But my mother pushed me into the lady, and the lady grabbed me and touched me. Now, when the lady grabbed me and touched me, she did something she didn't do with anybody else. She said, stop the music. And so once she said, stop the music, then my mama started looking a little scared, which made me a little scared. And the lady was like, oh, my God, you are going to be talking. I don't know what you're going to be doing, but you're going to be in front of a bunch of people and everybody's going to be listening to you and you're going to be leading them. I don't know if you're going to be a politician. I don't know if you're going to be a pastor. I don't know what you're going to be, but you are going to be somebody that the world is going to be looking to fix something. And then she let me go. Now, I'm saying this story to say this. As I sat on that plane meditating and trying to think of how I could help everybody, this lady in that situation came to the front of my mind. And in that moment, I could hear my mother and a voice that I didn't know what the voice was. And they told me what to do. And so this is what I want to do to try to change all of this. Okay? Hear me out. I am going to go to divinity school. I am going to build a church. But I'm not going to build a church that is a religious church. I'm not doing that. What I'm going to do is build a different kind of church. I'm going to build a church that literally once a week we come to for an hour via the internet. And the church's whole purpose is to talk about what's going on in the communities that we live in around the country, politically, socially, whatever's happening in these communities, so we can all be aware of what's happening in each other's communities. Now, what I want to do with this church is this. I don't want to be the one preaching or teaching at the church. I want you all to do that. I want everybody to be designated. So we're going to have a Chicago designation. That Chicago designation will be a group of people in Chicago who y'all can meet monthly and we can meet monthly with everybody else. So that way, when the Chicago group talks, it's concise, it's on point, and everybody in Chicago is meeting in advance to tell them what we need to tell everybody else in our church. Okay? We'll have an Atlanta group, a Raleigh group, or wherever we live, wherever you live, we'll set up the group. Now, this is the other thing that we're going to do. I thought about this as we were talking about the shut them down page where we said, look, if everybody over there gave $60, what if we do the same thing with this church? Everybody gives $25. And at the end of the month, whatever we raise, we're going to split that with each designation every month. So every month we'll be putting money back into those communities where they can pay their bills, they can pay condos, houses, whatever, to help the people. And so the whole purpose of the church would be for one thing, to economically help each other and to inform each other what's going on so you know what to fight, how to fix it, how to get it going. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back about this. You're listening to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine. Coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, let me break this down a little bit more because I want people to understand. See, for me, I don't want to do it as a non-for-profit group because then it becomes, well, who's the president? Who's the this? Who's the that? Who's the this? No, it's not about that. It's about having a round table where everybody sits at that table equally. And look, we're going to disagree about some things, but it's about us being able to talk and work through it and make it happen. Because that's what we need. See, the thing that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to break down all the things that we divide for. Because if we make this where it's not about how much money you make. Because $25 a month, people can afford to do that. That ain't going to break the bank for nobody. It's not about your religion. Because we're not talking about it from a religious perspective. We're talking about it from a humanitarian perspective. We're talking about it from creating opportunity for people and helping poor people throughout the country and throughout the nation. It's about giving back to people, right? It's really the principle of what, if you believe in spirituality, it's the principle of that. It's really the one of the pillars of Christianity, right? You tithe. The purpose of tithing was so that when the widowers and the poor needed food or shelter, they could go to the church and get it. That was the purpose of tithing. This is what this is about. It's about how do we make that pillar exist again, where it's not about if you're Muslim and I'm Christian. That ain't what it's about. You keep your religion. Keep going to church on Sunday. Keep believing what you believe. This is something different. We just calling it a church. We calling it a church because of what the definition of a church is. A church is a community of people who are coming together as one to work for the goal of humanity. I mean, this is what we're trying to do. This is what I'm seeing and hoping we can do. Because this is what this is about. It's not about black, white. It's not about rich, poor. It's not about Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist. It's not about that. Teach what you believe religiously. Learn what you want to learn religiously, but come be a part of the community too. And see, the great thing about this is you get to learn about other people. People always, I get this conversation at least 3 times a year when I do events. I always meet the brother who's just the, you know, he the hotep brother, he the militant brother. And he like, man, I don't understand how you can have so much patience. You got all this knowledge. I don't understand how you can have so much patience for this, that, and the other. And I always tell him the same thing. What I've personally learned in my life is that it's not about the color of somebody's skin. It's not about the religious belief that they have. It's about them as a person. Because it's plenty of people who have the same perspective religiously that I have. They have the same color of skin that I have, but they will stab me in the back, cut my throat, dog me, talk dirty about me, drag me through the mud, never give me a second chance. Whereas folks who don't look like me, who claim a different God than me, and will look at me and say, brother, I'm here to give you some help. It's as simple as that to me. It's about being a humanitarian. It's as simple as that. It's not about anything else. So for me, this is simple, man. It's about humanitarian. It's about taking the church and removing the four walls from the church and putting it out into the atmosphere, making it where it is just like the wind blowing through the trees. It's all around you and you feel it. You take it for granted because it's there. But if it wasn't there, you would be going crazy. So I want to make this where we understand that this is, when I'm saying church, I'm not saying it in a religious perspective, y'all. I'm saying it in the sense of we, the people, getting back to helping, loving, caring for, providing for. That's what I'm trying to get us back to. I'm trying to get us back to that. And that's what I'm saying. This ain't about you leaving your religion or, you know, you ain't got to get baptized. You ain't even got to believe in God. You can be an atheist and come into this because it's about being a humanitarian. It's not about a religion. It's not about a religion at all. So don't get caught up in the religion Nothing like that. No, no. This is about the church of the people. It's about the church of the truth. It's about the church of the humanitarians. It's about the church of love. That's what we're going to be. We're not going to divide because you believe in something and I believe in something different. We're not going to divide because your income higher than mine. We're not going to divide because your education better than mine. You're not going to divide because you're a little bit dark, I'm a little bit lighter. We're not going to divide because you white, I'm black. We're not going to divide for these different things. Let's remove all the division and just say, what can we do to help? What can we do to help? See, this is the thing. It's so apropos that this 21% tax for the churches is being discussed right now. Because, see, people don't even understand what the Republicans are really trying to do with this. I don't think people get what they're trying to do. Let me tell you what the Republicans are doing with this move with the 21% with the churches. Now, I personally think the churches should have to pay taxes. I think it would change the church and how it operates. But the Republicans are doing this for a whole different reason. It ain't even about the taxes. It's about the vote. Let me tell you what the Republicans are trying to do. They're trying to put this tax on here so that the churches don't have to be bipartisan. Now the pastor, instead of just standing on stage with the Trumps or the Obamas or whoever they want their congregation to vote for, now they can come out and say, I want you to vote for this man. I want you to vote for this man. And then now they can even get stronger with it and say, the other guy believes in abortion. Our guy doesn't. What does our God teach us? Abortion is wrong. Don't vote for him. Now, what's funny about this to me is, logically speaking, well, if your guy don't believe in abortions and my guy don't believe in war and your guy believe in war, who gonna kill the most people? The guy who believe in war or the guy who believe in abortions? I mean, it's just, to me, when they make that argument, I always be like, man, but your guy want to go to war. If he send 100,000 men or women into war, he got the possibility of killing 100,000 people right there. So, to me, the Republicans are doing this because they believe that they will be able to get people to vote for them who maybe on the fence or who maybe have not voted for them before because their pastors hadn't come out and said something against abortion or against gay rights, you know, because that's a big issue in the church, especially in the black church, in the Latino church. It's a big, big issue. Big issue in the church. And so you got a lot of pastors who are preaching, look, this is an abomination. This is wrong. They shouldn't be doing it. And if you got somebody running and they say, well, I believe in gay rights, pastor get up and say, I don't believe in this. Guess what happens? You're going to have people in there voting Republican who ain't never voted Republican before. I told y'all, this happened to my aunt. I told this story before on the air. My aunt who brought me into religion as a kid. When Bush was running, she voted for Bush twice. I said, why you voting for this man? He don't believe in abortion. He killing people in Iraq. What are you talking about? He don't believe in the book. My pastor, he taught us that that's wrong. Sending them over there to die is wrong too. Them going over there killing people is wrong too. But this is the power. This is the power of these ministers, of these churches. So this is why I don't want it to ever be like that. I want it to be where we are all the power. It ain't one person or one family or one thing that is controlling. It's all of us. We all got a seat at the round table. We all got a voice. We all got information to provide. We all got opportunities to teach and learn and help. So that's the goal. That's the big life-changing thing that I had going on, y'all. Y'all funny with all y'all other predictions, though. Y'all are real funny with y'all other predictions. Y'all just hilarious. I want y'all to know that. Man, y'all are funny. Hilarious. Think I won't be running around with a little baby right now. Shh. Crazy. And worst contract in the world. How I'm going to sell you a book about the business of love and I'm writing the worst contract? Come on, y'all. Logic. Oh, man. You listen to the WB.
Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right. 919-410-7735. Number to call if you want to weigh in when I'm talking about what I'm doing. Y'all laughing at me. I'm just telling y'all the truth. In the break, I was talking to these people. I'm telling y'all the truth. I would rather drive that old Cadillac than a Porsche with no engine in it. I'm just saying. So your president has said that he's going to build the wall or he's shutting down the government. Now, let me say this. I don't know if Trump goes and meets with like Putin and Kim Jong-un and then come back and think he can do what they can do. I mean, I don't know. He does understand that it's a check and balance thing when it comes to the country, right? I want a wall or I'm shutting down the government. What are you doing, man? You're costing people money. You gonna mess the economy up. This is going so good right now. I mean, it's, man, look. He's hilarious to me. I love Trump. Y'all, he's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious. He was really good this weekend, though. He was fantastic this weekend. I was telling Melania, I'm tired, Melania. I'm done. Done. I'm getting a wall or I'm shutting it all down. No, I don't want to hear the Congress. Nope, Paul Ryan, grow a pair before I cut him off. I want a wall right now. Hold on, let me call the Keebler elf. He needs to handle some business for me. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Jeff Keebler. Done. Look. We're going to file some impeachment charges against Rod Rosenstein. Once he's impeached, I want you to fire Mueller. Good day, sir. Mr. President, I cannot fire Mr. Mueller if Rod Rosenstein is impeached. The proceeding comes back to the Department of Justice, and at that point, you have the authority to either appoint another special counsel or let it stay at the Department of Justice. Keebler, are you listening to me, you little elf? I just told you, you're going to end the investigation. I'm not appointing anyone else. It's over. It's done. Goodbye, Keebler. Suck. Hold on. I got to make one more call. Melania, are you hanging with Tyrone tonight? We'll talk about that in a minute. Hold on. Do, 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 do. Yeah, it's me, Don. Look, when are you fake news people going to talk about Mueller? When are you going to talk about the horrible business relationship we had? I denied him the job of FBI director right before special counsel appointed him. So now he's trying to take me out. This is bad business. We had a bad, rocky business relationship. It should be all over the media. Mr. President, the media doesn't work for you. I don't want to hear it. Get it done. Melania. Oh, she's with Tyrone. I won't see her for about 4 hours. Jesus Christ, I swear. What are they doing? Somebody get me a Pepsi. Get me a Pepsi. He is hilarious. He all on the tape with Cohen. I mean, did y'all listen to the tape with him and Cohen? It is hilarious. He on there. Give me a Pepsi. Somebody give me some Kentucky Fried Chicken. The Orange Panther needs his drink. I need my Kentucky Fried Chicken. How am I supposed to be all powerful? Trump conda forever. Oh, man. This man is the greatest. I mean, he's just absolutely the greatest. For him to even think that he could just shut down the government. I'm shutting it down. Oh, my God. But I'm going to talk a little bit more seriously. Let me talk a little bit more about the Mueller situation, but at the top of the hour, I'm going to talk about something else that's happening. I don't know if y'all paying attention to this, but Listen to what I'm going to tell you, because this is important. Russia is selling off all their debt that they have owed to them by the United States. And they selling it off for pennies of the dollar. They ain't even making no money on it. Why do you think they're trying to get rid of all that debt? Why do you think they're trying to get rid of all that debt? It's a reason they're trying to get rid of all that debt. Russia is just getting rid of everything. They don't even care. Putin, like, get rid of it all. Comrade, yes. Comrade, you get rid of debt for me. Yeah. We may have small issue in White House. Not as clean as us. Everything is getting unraveled and revealed. We may have to take care of this a different way. No, we keep the tape of him with the girl peeing. No, we keep that. That is our golden goose. We may have to deal with this on another level. His son has been caught lying. He may get caught up in obstruction case now because he wrote letter explaining why the meeting was nothing. Putin is getting rid of everything. He getting rid of everything. You know why he getting rid of everything? Because everything unraveling. Look, real talk, Trump got a huge problem with this whole Cohen situation now. When Cohen came out and said that he was in the room when Don Jr. came in and said he was meeting with the Russians. Because that contradicts everything that Trump said. Trump said that he did not know until July 2017. The meeting was in June of 2016. If he was in that room and knew in advance, the collusion ain't the problem. It's the obstruction, because he wrote the letter on the plane that Don Jr. gave to Congress and Mueller. That's going to get him. That letter might end up being the downfall of Donald Trump. That one letter that he crafted on that plane. What letter? I didn't write anything. Can you prove it? Mr. Trump, it was the whole press corps that they all saw you write it. Fake news. It's all fake. Everybody knows I can't write in cursive. If it wasn't in crayon, it wasn't me. This is why Putin is getting rid of all this stuff. Is starting to unravel, and Putin is getting rid of everything. I'm going to tell you something else. The money man for Trump, right? Who they questioning now. This is another reason Putin getting rid of everything, because that money is going to be in Russia. Man, what they say, the blank about to hit the fan. Get your popcorn ready. You're listening to WB.